Item 11, staff report.
I had a couple items. Tim, did you have anything? Yeah. Just a few things I had. At the July 8th meeting, we're going to have Paul Angelo back with the evaluation report for 2014. Also, you may have noticed there's been a few articles about the IRS reconsidering the tax determination letter process and possibly only issuing them when a plan is either open or closed. So the process that we went through last year and getting it and receiving it would no longer happen potentially. They haven't formally acted on this, but they're looking at the end of 2016 that would cease. They're opening it up for public comment this summer. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. I am actually having an internal meeting next week to kind of brainstorm what that means for us and what we could do in the meantime in case that does happen, so that we're not subject to IRS gotcha audits and that kind of thing to figure out that we're not qualified. So I wanted to mention that. One other thing is next week on July 1st is Sisera's 70th anniversary. We're very excited about this. We're going to have a little celebration with staff. We're going to have cake. It's very much a monumental year for us with becoming an independent employer, with having a new electronic face, our new website. We're going to be doing our first strategic plan pretty soon. There's been a number of operational changes as well. So we have a lot of things to be excited and proud of as we enter our 71st year. So I just wanted to make everyone aware of that. Okay.
Nothing else? That's all. Okay. Outside professionals?
We have one.
But interrupting. Tim asked me to bring up the idea of the September meeting date.
Oh, yes.
Right? That we're still trying to get scheduled. So, you know, there was some discussion around whether it really needs to be 1 or 2 days. And I'm of the opinion that we can use 2 days productively. So, you know, that's bad news to
some of us. 2 days.
Like the 2 days, if, you know, we can structure it so that it can be 1 day, but there's education and positioning and other things that all lead up to the final decision. So I would like the 2 days if you can accommodate. The times that Ted and I have available as I look back to our calendars are the week of September 14th, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, also the Friday, and then the week of September 21st, the Monday and Tuesday. So if we can expand it, if that doesn't work, and you know, we can work with staff who worked with you guys to kind of herd the cats, but that's what we have as we came back to you on that.
Scott, the initial dates were the end of that week of the 14th. I'm sorry, the 21st.
21st, yeah.
24th.
That Thursday.
No,
right.
I couldn't have done those, but
yeah, I'm gone the whole week of the 14th. I get back the 21st.
Yeah, I'm not available Friday, but I am the rest of the week.
But we're not. You were proposing the Monday, Tuesday of the 21st.
That week, yeah.
21, 22 is a possibility.
And 22nd, I'm in a board of supervisors meeting all day. Thanks. I could do the 21st, yeah.
Yeah, they don't need you.
I know. But again, you don't need me here either. I can do all day on the 21st, but the 22nd.
I wonder if it makes sense to do something similar to what we did with the interviews, which is send out the available dates, and then you guys can respond, and we can start calling on the common dates.
That I love Survey Monkeys, yeah.
If you have a lazy dog, it might help.
Or do
keep that in mind.
Scott, what about the possibility of not 2 consecutive days?
That's okay.
That might be a possibility.
Break it up. Yeah, right. Supreme flexibility.
About the 22nd and the 28th.
Monday and Monday?
So I'm sorry.
22nd and the 28th, the Tuesday and the following Monday.
The 22nd
is not good.
The 22nd when I was looking. So
21st and 28th.
21st I could do. 21st is...
Oh, the chart didn't come to 20.
You know, maybe having them spread apart that far wouldn't be ideal, just because you want to keep that continuity of thought, but we'll think about all that stuff.
Yeah, I think the way we were thinking about this was one day of teeing up the big issues, and the second, and then letting you kind of digest that overnight, and the second day being getting the board buy-in on it. presentation.
And when you say day, are you talking about a whole day? 8 hours?
Maybe 6 hours.
6 hours each day.
But the other things we do, I already have the 23rd blocked as our regular CSERA meeting. Right. So, right. Again, you can send it out. I could do the 21st and the 23rd, and I don't know how that works for everyone else.
23rd is that is why we're trying to change the
Oh, that's the one. Oh, that's the day that you can't do it. Okay, I'm sorry.
And 24th and 25th.
20 right. And the 24th, say, a solid waste authority that I also sit on, we've already got our half-day retreat in the afternoon on the 20th. I could do the 21st and the 25th.
Can we combine those two, the solid waste authority?
Yeah, retreat? I say, yeah, no worries.
We'll just come in early.
That's right.
No. That's about how much waste we generate in the first day of the meeting.
I can tell you. I say between Scott and me, we give you all kinds of metrics. Yeah.
It sounds like we need an email survey.
Here. Yeah.
Email survey. Survey.
Yeah. I
right.
see. And not that everything revolves around my schedule either. So I get that.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay.
I'm glad we really clarified for you.
Trustee comments. Anybody?
I have one. Will Chi-Chi and I were at the DBL Investors Conference on the 11th. We have $10 million in each of Fund 1 and Fund 2. Fund 1 is close to the end. Fund 2 is in the middle. DBL, by the way, stands for Double
Bottom Line
yeah. Investment. Well, yeah.
Double bottom line.
And what that very cleverly suggests is that other than economics, there's another bottom line of social good. And so there's a combination of that. So the first 2 hours were hour on fund one, hour on fund two. Hour on fund one, and it looks like we're going to get something like four times our original investment back, ties almost completely to Tesla. Of this great big long list of companies, when you look at the rate of return, most were in the break-even or loss range, but Tesla was just wildly profitable. Maybe that's normal in these, but it doesn't give you incredible comfort as a bet. The second one that is now about break-even, Fund 2, didn't have Tesla, but did have solar power, which was in both Fund 1 and Fund 2. And they have some optimism on that. I will say, sitting there for 2 hours, all we heard about were do good. We never heard economics, teachings here too, at least that I was able to perceive. That is, this is a business earning lots of money or has the potential to earn lots of money. It was all the wonderful things we were doing about hiring the right people and using
good.
Energy and et cetera, et cetera. Completely the opposite of our oil presentation this morning. Using no oil would be very positive in this. So it was a revelation to me. I'm very happy I went. But putting my own money in there, I would not do.
Did they have a presentation a few years ago with us? It was kind of the same thing, all local hiring.
Yes. And we did not put money into Fund 3.
Right.
Anyway, it was an interesting presentation.
And I say I went to the Equilibrium Conference, and Tim was there as well. And I actually, it exceeded my expectations of interest. Just talking about, you know, having sustainable funds and assets, sort of getting away from the whole concept of impact funds, and now they're talking more sustainable funds. But it was very interesting just seeing people talk about actually having returns on them and not just feeling good about making those investments. And overall, very interesting area long term. I find it interesting because we don't have a quota, and apparently a lot of organizations do, of how much they want to have in sustainable investments. But it was nice to see that there are people out there recognizing that you've got to do more than just say this is going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but it's actually going to give you a valuable
make
return
some money.
As well. But and it wasn't just investments, but it was actually businesses out there, you know, like Annie's, just talking about how, as they've been absorbed by General Mills, how they have to return a profit, but also find the supply sources that really are green sources that fit their business model. So very interesting era we're heading into. So.
Am I, okay.
No, go ahead.
I had my first SACR report direction meeting, went really well. And then I oversee the program committee, so we had a good meeting there. We're going to go ahead and try to get the Carl DeMaio, Chuck Reed debate going. So we're going to get in contact. Gentleman, Dan McAllister from San Diego knows Carl DeMaio very well, so he thinks he can get him. And you've mentioned Amy Brown. I'm going to contact somebody about Chuck Reed so we can get him there. But, and it was very interesting. I was surprised how much work goes into planning all the breakout sessions and everything. It's just, it was a good, very collaborative meeting. And I did mention I want to stay away from gloom and doom. We're trying to get, I figured we're there to inspire and educate. That's why I look. And like one gentleman wanted to bring about the water crisis. He lives in Texas, saying how bad it is. And I said, we know how bad it is.
So yeah, we do all that.
So, anyway, it was a good meeting.
So I attended the trustees roundtable on the 12th of June. It was very poorly attended, actually. There were only, I believe, 10 trustees in attendance from around the state, which was, I think, a low point. Although I made the observation that day that it was a graduation Friday for many UCs, for a lot of high schools, and I just think people were very committed. But in talking at, in the general scope of the roundtable discussion was risk. There were some very good presentations. I got a chance to meet Scott Whalen's colleague and partner, Ian Thorpe, who brought a lot of energy and enthusiasm. Fine presenter. I'm sure at some point we'll see him here. So that was, for me, a high point. Marty Dirks, our old friend, had been the program moderator, did a very nice job putting that presentation together. But the attendance was disappointing. In talking to a number of the trustees there, there was a lot of discussion. Gabe, you brought this up, I think, in our last meeting, which is trying to find new topics and things that are of interest generally so that you can have a lot of interaction and a lot of energy in these conferences. And so I'd certainly like to get some feedback from all of you. I got tabbed with Dan McAllister, who you already mentioned, to do the next two trustee roundtables in Northern California, and Dan wants to move the Burbank one to San Diego. Don't know if he'll be successful. The thought is a lot of these venues are getting sort of old hat. They're convenient to some people, with less convenient. Burbank, for instance, is more convenient for me to have flown in and gone to that conference than it was for Orange County people to drive to Burbank, because it's a 2-hour slog in LA traffic. And so I got there quicker than they did. So there was a lot of consternation about that and wanting to switch up venues. I have a thing about the San Jose venue being very difficult for us. As I'm listening to all of my Southern California colleagues talk about driving the 5 and the 405, I'm saying, the Sunol grade's no peach either. And so when we have to go down, it's a 2-hour slog typically in commute. So I'd like to talk to the folks that I'm going to be interacting with on this to try to see if I can move that venue from San Jose, maybe to San Francisco, maybe to Oakland. Don't know if I'll be successful, but in the meantime, I'd love to hear about ideas and topics. I know, Gabe, you've already said this as well, just to try to get some different viewpoints, to try to get something of greater interest so that people will attend these sessions. So I'm all ears and would love to hear what is on everybody's mind.
Yeah, they do a trade-off, because sometimes it's in San Francisco by the airport. It seems to go back and forth between San Jose and there. Yeah. I could make this one, but everyone I've gone to has been very good. We had Chuck Reed there one time. I'm really a big supporter. Probably was, because usually the tennis is better than that.
I've been to a couple, and that was the lowest one that I've been.
Like you said, that was a bad weekend. That's why I didn't go.
Friday the 12th, I mean, that particular day was a big graduation weekend, Friday, and I think that did affect attendance. We'll see. But anyway, love to hear ideas, thoughts, ideas for presenters as well, because that's going to be something I have to arrange. So that's my report.
Tim has
One thing I neglected to mention. Common Fund, our partner on the Real Asset Program, Chi-Chi's been doing a lot of work negotiating away from a private equity partnership structure and more to a strategic relationship structure, similar to what we do with Sigma Gup within the private equity realm. We're looking at bringing them back the second meeting in July to present to the board. I think we're about the 90% completion part.
Okay. Okay, want to take a break for lunch?
Talk to Marty Dirks about getting a read.